Don't you appreciate that preaching this morning? Amen. You got to get things in order if you're ever going to reach the answer. Now, I love math. That was one of my favorite subjects. I love to work it. I love the challenge of it. But if you don't do the steps right, you'll never come up with the right answer. You got to follow the steps, the rules for the equations. And I'm glad you can get to the Ebenezer. Thank you, Brother Taylor. I appreciate God touching him. Hallelujah. Going to have another message. I'm going to ask you to stand, rest yourselves a moment. I appreciate Brother Dale Milstead, pastors of St. Mark Baptist Church. He and his family and church family support camp meeting have for years. And I appreciate them being part of camp meeting. And he's going to come around and preach to us about 20 minutes this morning. And I want you to hear him gladly. And help him. Don't just sit there. Wave at him a little bit. Say amen. It'll help him to preach better, and you'll hear a whole lot better. Amen. You pray for him. I love you, Brother Dale. Amen.
Okay, I didn't. Okay, now you can hear me. Yes, I thought about the other day. I was out at the Dollar General store looking for some cards, and a lady was looking for a card in there, and she come up to me and said, "Preacher, can you help me find a card?" Said, "I need a Get Better Soon card for my pastor." And I said, "I didn't know your pastor was sick." She said, "He's not sick. I just think his preaching can get better." And I think that was one of my members. Anyway, if you have your Bible, if you will, turn with us in the book of Psalms. Psalm 64. Psalm 64. Yeah. Brother Taylor was talking about he was the problem, and that's what his wife's been telling me for years, but he don't seem to get that, does he? All right, Psalm 64, the Bible said, "Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword, bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of the laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search, both in the inward thought of every one of them, and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory.
I want to try to preach a little bit this morning on a saint's prayer. In verse number 1, we find an important truth in the Word of God. We find there that prayer is available. And we find also that prayer avails for you and I. When I think about David, I think about a man of communion. The Bible said that David was a man after God's own heart. And I found here he spent much of his time in communion with God. I wonder sometimes how much time do you and I spend with our God? How much time do we commune with Him? We're going through difficult times. There's trouble on every hand. If there's ever been a time that you and I need to spend time with God, it's a day that you and I are living. I find here in verse number 1, he said, "My voice, hear." Dear friend, we find a familiar voice. Oftentimes, David had bowed his head before God. Oftentimes, David had cried out to God. It's a voice that God recognized. It's a voice that's familiar unto God Almighty. One that the Lord is well acquainted with. He said, "Lord, hear me. Hear my voice, oh God, in my prayer." And he talked about his prayer. And we find here a familiar circumstance in the life of David. Oftentimes, David finds himself in trouble. Oftentimes, David needs the help of God in his life. There are many times that you and I need God's help, and we need to turn our prayers unto God Almighty. Now, David did not ask God to preserve his life. Now, I'll tell you something. Getting old's not for wimps. Amen. And I found that out for a fact. But here, David, he's not asking God to preserve his life. He's not asking God to ask or add to his years. But I find here he wants God to preserve his life from fearfulness. You and I need to live our life for God without fearing the things of this world. We need to be near God and let God help us. The voice of David, his prayer, and then I see his life. Here we find a man of God, a friend that God was familiar with. You don't want to be one of them fellas that when somebody prays for you and calls your name out to God, God says, "Who?" Amen. I want God to be familiar with who I am. I want to visit Him on occasion after occasion after occasion. And God knows exactly who I am. And God is familiar with me. He said, "Lord, hide me." There's some times I like to be hid, don't you? Amen. He said, hide me from the secret in verse 2. Friend, what do you mean? Friend, the things that we can see, things that you and I can fight. But dear friend, listen, it is that unseen enemy that is dangerous to you and I. There's a lot of battles with a lot of enemies that I can recognize. I can see them coming. But I tell you, there are those that I cannot see. David, I find not only a man of communion, but David is a man of confidence. David knew. David didn't think. David didn't just have an idea that God might, but David knew that his God was up to the situation that was in his life. I've got news for you. Come what may, whatever may happen in your life, thank God we've got a God that's able to take care of you. I got news for you. He can handle whatever's handling you. He can take care of those things as the Lord is with us and for us. In the New Testament, God was with David and for David in the Old Testament. He said here, David's confidence is that God would hear his prayer. Amen. I'm glad I've got a God. I'm sure. I'm confident. He will hear my prayer. And he said, preserve. And not only did David have a confidence that God would hear his prayer, but he had confidence that God would answer his prayer. David's a man of communion. David's a man of confidence. But David's a man of consistency. Amen. And you know what that is? That's steadiness. That's stability. That's constancy. Friend, he ain't in and out. He's sticking with God. Staying close to God. Friend, what you need is not out yonder in the world. Friend, what you need is down at the house of God. It's around God's people. It's in your time that you spend alone with God Almighty. But he's steady. He's stable. Now, 60 times in the Psalms, we find the phrase, the Psalm of David. Now, depending on the writers that you might read after, I read somewhere, there's somewhere between 72 and 75 Psalms that are attributed to David. It doesn't matter. What really matters is this, that David was consistent in the things of God. Now, notice David realized some things. David realized his weakness. David continued to ask the Lord for his strength. I'll tell you right now, I ain't got it. I can't do it. But I'm acquainted with one that can. I know one that can. I got sense enough to know I'm not going to try it on my own. I'm going to look to him. And David reminds us that we need God in our life. This psalm covers some unseen devices that Satan uses against us. That word device. Devices. It's found 16 times in the Bible. Devices, it's a ploy. Devices means a plan. It is a tactic against you and I. It is a move against the people of God, the person of God. It is a scheme that has been put together against you. It's a plot. It's a trick that the devil uses to get you and to get at you. Now, I found out a long time ago that when an enemy is quiet, it does not mean that he has quit. It means that he is working behind the scenes while you and I sleep in peace. The first mention of the word device is found in the book of Job. He said the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. The last mention of the word device is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. The Bible said lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. I know he's got them. I just can't figure them out. I don't know. I don't always know which way they're coming. I don't know what form they're coming in. And so I go to my God. My God knows all about it. He can handle it. He can take care of me. David said, I took it to my God. Now, David was a man of great power. And a man of great power had great enemies. These men of God that stand in the pulpit and preach the word of God. I'm not talking about tippy-toeing through the tulips. I'm not talking about tickling ears. I'm talking about rear back and different grab a hold of the pulpit and preach it gun barrel straight, hell hot and heaven sweet. Now that's the enemy of the devil. And he wants to destroy. And David was a great man of power. A man of God that preaches the word of God. He is a great man of power. And dear friend, a great man of power has many enemies. There's a lot of their enemies won't face them face to face. Mm-mm. No, they won't face them face to face, but they'll devise a plan in secret to tear down. And here we find such instances in this psalm as David calls upon the name of the Lord for help in his life. There are times for long prayers, and they times for short prayers. They times I ain't got time to pray long. I got to get it out in a hurry. And you need to be where you ought to be so that you don't have to spend too much time trying to get where you need to be, and you're not able to get to God for the help that you need in your life. And so here we find a short prayer of David. There are three aspects of that short prayer to David. First of all, notice here in verse 2, their secret ploy. There's this cunning plan. He said, hide me from their planned destruction. I mean, it ain't something they jumped up and just haphazardly went. They've been planning this thing. They're plotting this thing. And David prayed, hide me. They take secret counsel that they do not know, that we do not know to destroy us. It's an ungodly attack by wicked people in a wicked world with a subtle and effective plan to wipe us out. It may be a physical attack or it may be a spiritual attack, but it's an attack against God's people. David asked the Lord. He said, Lord, don't let their plan work out. Ain't that wonderful? Just take it to God. He'll take care of it. Verses 3 and 4. He said, hide me from wicked tongues. Abusive tongues. Vulgar tongues. Nasty tongues. They shoot at the perfect. Now, I'm not talking about people living a perfect life. I'm talking about, dear friend, they shoot at the perfect. They shoot at the spiritually mature child of God. A person that's living for God, walking with God. Now, dear friend, the devil's not going to be after you if you're carnal. I've had people tell me, preacher, I never bump into the devil. Well, you know what? I never bump into people I'm walking with. It's them coming in the other direction. Amen. Don't go the same way he's a-going. Don't walk with him. Walk against him. And listen, he's already got the carnal. He ain't bothering them. But if you live for God, if you serve God, he'll be on your trail. Job said, thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of the destruction when it cometh. Verse 6, I got to quit. I got to hurry. The love, they love to dig up dirt. Don't look at me like some sanctified saint. You got dirt in your past. They seek my failures. They'll seek your failures to prevent your future usability and happiness. But David said, hide me from the pitfalls and all the cunningly devised and implemented plans against me. David said also in verse 7 and 8, the retribution of the Lord in defense of the righteous. Notice he talked about hit a snare, spread a net, have set gins. I didn't know what that gin was. I thought it was one of them. Yeah. I was on gin. But I found out a gin is a pile driver. Now, that boy of mine is a fence builder. And he got this big piece of equipment. And he wanted to try it out. And he got a railroad tie. Everybody knows what a railroad tie is. And you know what a driveway is that you've been driving over for 40 years and packed it down and packed it down and graveled and packed. And it's hard as can be. And on one of the driest days of the year, he took that machine out there, grabbed up that railroad tie, and began to pile drive it into the ground and drove it 3 or 4 feet in the ground. That's what the devil wants to do to you and I. It's pile drivers. But we ought to let go and let God have his way. Notice the deliverance and praise of the Lord. And I'm done. In verse number 9, the Bible said men will fear him. And in verse number 10, the Bible said God's people will praise him. I love the Lord, don't you? May God help. God bless you.